Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular dishes like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie. Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals. Head to factormeals.com/5minute50 and use code 5minute50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code 5minute50 at factormeals.com/5minute50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box.
Coming up on 5 Minute News. Four Ukraine regions to vote on joining Russia. World Bank's president changes direction on climate change. And Biden promises not to turn back on Puerto Rico. It's Friday, September 23. I'm Anthony Davis. Four areas of Ukraine controlled by Russia and pro-Moscow forces were preparing to hold referenda today on joining Russia, a move widely condemned by the West as illegitimate and a precursor to illegal annexation. Russian-installed leaders on Tuesday announced plans for the votes, a challenge to the West that could sharply escalate the war. The results are seen as a foregone conclusion in favor of annexation, and Ukraine and its allies have already made clear they will not recognize the results. Voting in the Luhansk, Donetsk, Kherson, and Zaporizhia provinces, representing around 15% of Ukrainian territory, is due to run from today through Tuesday. Kiev this month launched a counter-offensive that has recaptured large swathes of territory 7 months after Russia invaded Ukraine and launched a war that has killed thousands, displaced millions, and damaged the global economy. The referenda had been discussed for months by pro-Moscow authorities, but Ukraine's recent victories prompted a scramble by officials to schedule them. With Russian President Vladimir Putin also announcing this week a military draft to enlist 300,000 troops to fight in Ukraine, Moscow appears to be trying to regain the upper hand in the conflict. Ukraine says Russia intends to frame the referendum results as a sign of popular support and then use them as a pretext for annexation, similar to its takeover of Crimea in 2014, which the international community has not recognized. Under pressure to resign for declining to say whether he accepts the scientific consensus on global warming, World Bank President David Malpass said on Thursday it was clear greenhouse gas emissions are causing climate change and defended his record as bank chief. Malpass sought to restate his views in a note to staff and in a TV interview during which he was asked if he was a climate change denier. His views drew scrutiny after he refused to say during a public event this week whether he believes fossil fuel burning is warming the planet. "I'm not a denier," Malpass said. "It's clear that greenhouse gas emissions are coming from man-made sources, including fossil fuels, methane, the agricultural uses, the industrial uses, so we're working hard to change that," he said. Malpass has long faced criticism from climate advocates who renewed calls on President Joe Biden to replace him. His remarks at a climate event hosted by the New York Times on Tuesday also rekindled concerns about the bank's lack of a deadline to stop funding fossil fuels. Speaking on stage during a panel on climate finance, Malpass was asked several times whether he believed the man-made burning of fossil fuels is rapidly and dangerously warming the planet. He tried to dodge the question before saying, "I don't even know, I'm not a scientist." The President of the United States, the largest World Bank shareholder, traditionally nominates World Bank presidents subject to confirmation by the bank's board. former President Donald Trump nominated Malpass to a 5-year term in 2019. Last year, over 70 non-governmental organizations jointly called for Malpass to be replaced, citing a lack of action. President Joe Biden said on Thursday that the full force of the federal government is ready to help Puerto Rico recover from the devastation of Hurricane Fiona, while Bermuda and Canada's Atlantic provinces prepare for a major blast from the Category 4 storm. Speaking at a briefing with Federal Emergency Management Agency officials in New York, Biden said, "We're all in this together." Biden noted that hundreds of FEMA and other federal officials are already on the ground in Puerto Rico, where Fiona caused an island-wide blackout. More than 60% of power customers remained without energy on Thursday, and a third of customers were without water, and local officials admitted they could not say when service would be fully restored. Biden said his message to the people of Puerto Rico who are still hurting from Hurricane Maria 5 years ago is, "We're with you. We're not going to walk away." That seemed to draw a contrast with former President Donald Trump, who was widely accused of an inadequate response to Maria, which left some Puerto Ricans without power for 11 months. The hurricane was expected to still be at Category 4 force overnight when it passed close to Bermuda, where authorities opened shelters and announced schools and offices would be closed today. It was expected to still be a large and dangerously potent storm when it reaches Canada's Atlantic provinces, likely later this evening, as a post-tropical cyclone. You can subscribe to 5-Minute News on YouTube with your preferred podcast app. Ask your smart speaker or enable 5-Minute News as your Amazon Alexa flash briefing skill. Subscribe, rate, and review online at 5minute.news. 5-Minute News is an evergreen podcast covering politics, inequality, health, and climate, delivering independent, unbiased, and essential world news daily.
Hello everyone, my name is Tom Kearns and I host the Anglo-Saxon England podcast, where I cover the history and culture of England from the departure of the Romans in the 5th century to the Norman conquest in 1066. So far we've surveyed the collapse of Roman rule in Britain, the migration of the Anglo-Saxons, and the history of Northumbria from its beginnings in the mists of legend to its destruction at the hands of Viking raiders in the 9th century. I hope you'll come and give it a go.